Welcome to Fossil Ridge High School. A little late start. We had some technical difficulties getting underway here tonight. Biggest game in Fort Collins in about 10 years as the Fort Collins Lambkins, number six in the state, take on the Fossil Ridge Sabercats, number one team in the state. Fossil Ridge 15-1, only lost a two-point loss to Valor Christian. And for the Fort Collins Lambkins, Coach Bruce Dick has brought them back. They're 14-2 this year. And as we said, number six in the state. 4-1 ball game right now. It is Jamar Mitchell for the Lambkins, sinking a pair of free throws. Pick six senior, and Nick Randall is 6'7", you know, here early. Here is the Sabre, here are the Sabercats for the basketball. Outside, they go down low with the basketball to Randall. He'll try to go back out on top, knocked away and stolen by Luke Wagstaff. Collins has the basketball, and he's fouled in the backcourt. This is going to be the second team foul here against the Sabercats. Foul the Sabercats goes against Matt Busteed, the 6'5 senior. Front court, Andrew Corner here. Gets it into the corner. Jace King wants three. On the way, got it. Jace King with a huge three. He gets 19 a game. It's his 35th tray of the year. That leads the club. 5-4 the visitors. The Fort Collins Lambkins in front. Basketball outside belongs to Leone. He'll go to Randall, the left elbow. Nick tries to back it in. Here's Randall going to the hoop. He'll lay it up and in. Good move. Nick Randall, the senior, gets 22.5 points a game and 10 boards. He's a double-double machine. Outside with it, a Wagstaff. Left wing above the arc. Here's Luke to the left elbow. Turnaround 18-footer off the back of the rim. No good. Rebounds off, and it's taken by Dominic Leone. He'll get it left-hand side of the front court of Bastide. Bastide goes baseline. Nice defense by Wagstaff. Knocked him over. No call. Goes down to Randall. Throw it up. No, but a foul here against Wagstaff. It's going to put Nick Randall to the free throw line here. Sabercats have won 10 in a row. Collins has won 8 in a row. Full gym. It is packed here at Fossil Ridge High School. Free throw by Randall is on the way and good. Nick's got 5 here in the first quarter. 69% foul shooter is high this year. 30 points coming against Thunder Ridge. Second one for the 6'7 senior on the way, and that's good. Randall makes a pair. It is a 8-5 basketball game. It is the Sabercats in front, number one team in the state. Down the lane is Cottingham. Shot up, blocked by Bolt. Nice play, Matthew Bolt. They'll come the other way with the basketball now. Flip it left-hand side. Ball off on the left here. It is Ty Brown. He'll bring it to the front court. Brown with the basketball. Right-hand side now guarded by Andrew Porter. Goes back out on top. Swing the ball to Mac Bastide. Bastide's going to give it back to Ty Brown, the point guard here for the Sabercats. Outside with the basketball. Randall going to fire and knock it down. 17-footer Nick Randall. He's got 8 here in the first quarter. And it's 10-5. Fossil Ridge in front. Little 6-0 run right here for the Sabercats. Now ball outside here to Joe Cottingham. Lambkins with a basketball right in front of the Fossil Ridge bench. Go to Wagstaff in the corner. Luke's about 16 feet from the bucket. Now baseline. Backing it in against Bastide. Going to go up and under. Now what do they call? Let's see. It's a travel, I think. Yes, sir. Wagstaff with the walk. 10-5 basketball game here. 3 minutes and 35 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Fossil Ridge High School, it's on Preps Radio, folks, for you. Ball to the front court. Outside with it is Ty Brown. He's going to go to Randall out high above the arc, just outside the left elbow. Give it back to Brown. Give and go to Randall. Ball knocked away and stolen. Here comes Andrew Corner. He's got Jace King to his left. Corner in deep all the way. Lay it up. Block. Rebound. Jump underneath Joe Cottingham, and the putback is good. Lambkins needed that one. 10-7 ball game. Cottingham got the rebound in the bucket. 3 minutes to go here in the first. Down the lane with the basketball is Leone. Goes to Randall. Turn around. 8-footer on the way. Does that get a roll? It does. Nick Randall cannot miss here in the first quarter. He's got 10. 12-7 Sabercats by 5. To the front court, Andrew Corner. Throws the ball to Jace King. He knocks it down once. Now goes left-handed dribble. Stop, pop, 18-footer. Basket is good. Jace King's got 5. He gets 19 a game and 3 assists for the Lambkins. 12-9 basketball game. Ty Brown comes to the front. Cross the timeline, give it up to Bastide. Way outside the arc, right wing. Looks at Colin Hayes, the cutter, couldn't get it to him. Now back on top to Randall. He'll set up shop and give the basketball out to Dominic Leone. Here's Leone, right-hand side, giving Randall outside the arc, right wing. Joe Cottingham's got him defensively. They go back out on top. They spin it all the way left-hand side to Bastide. Tried to go inside to Colin Hayes that time. And the ball off Hayes' foot out of bounds. It'll be a turnover here for the Sabercats. And it'll be Fort Collins Lampkin basketball. 2:08 to go first quarter. 12-9 Sabercats in front. Jace King to the front court with a basketball now. Left-hand side for corner. They go inside here to Jamar Mitchell. Head fake, Jamar to the bucket, trying to go up and under. Left hand, lay it up and in. Nice play, Jamar Mitchell. He's got four. Average is 11.5 a game and seven boards to go with it. 12-11. Lampkin's back within one. Fossil Ridge has won the last four in the series, including a 77-62 win on this court last year. Tried to go bounce pass into Hayes, knocked away and stolen. Cottingham's a terrific defender. Made a good steal on that one. Give the ball to Wagstaff. Luke gives it out to Andrew Corner. He'll play catch with Jace King. Now left-hand side for Jamar Mitchell. Inside. Nice move. Inside. It is a bucket. That is Luke Wagstaff with his first points of the game. Wagstaff averages just over 20 a game. Gets his first bucket. And the Lampkins a 13-12 lead. 6-0 run. Randall inside. Fouled here. Or do they get a travel? Got to call a foul here, I think, on Jamar Mitchell. They're going to go on the floor. Great refereeing crew tonight. Eric Johnson, Chris Hampton, Paul McCluskey tonight. It's a great trio. Five-round inbound. Give the ball to left elbow. It's going to go to Nick Randall. The back cut was by Colin Hayes. Couldn't get it to him. Outside three on the way by Ty Brown. Bounces twice. Can't get it to go. Rebound is off and taken by Jamar. He'll give the basketball to Luke Wagstaff. Wagstaff to the front court here. Goes left-hand side. Jace King wants to pop. Three on the way. That missed badly. Rebound into the corner. They try to save it. They do save it. Wagstaff's going to go try to go inside to Cottingham, and it's tipped off his hands out of bounds. 13-12, Lampkins in front. 42 seconds left. First quarter. Biggest crowd I've seen at a high school basketball game out here in a long time. Outside with the basketball here is Joe Cottingham. Gets it knocked out of his hands. Retrieved outside by Luke Wagstaff. Wagstaff goes to Jace King. Stevie puts him in a popcorn machine. Right-hand side into the lane. Throw up the runner. Nice play. Blocked. That was Colin Hayes, who really made a good play. 6'6 senior. Good defensive play. Hayes back the other way in deep. Tied up. What do they call it? Jump ball. Yeah, McCluskey's on that one and says jump ball. Hayes says I was attacked. But no call. 19 seconds to play here in the first quarter. It is 13-12. Lampkins in front. Standing room only tonight. I'll be on my feet the entire game just to be able to see over everybody. 19 seconds to go in the first quarter. 13-12, Fort Collins in front. Inbound here is Colin Hayes for Fossil Ridge. Giving it to Nick Randall. Randall left-hand side into the key. Throw up the runner. No, looked like he was fouled. No call. Jamar might have got away with it. Mitchell with the rebound here. Where is he going to go with the basketball? He'll get it outside and get it to Andrew Corner. Nicky McGuire is checked into the ballgame. We'll talk to Nicky McGuire tomorrow. Signed to play football at Western, I think. Shot on the way, no good. And that is the end of the first quarter. 13-12, Lampkins in front. And we will take a timeout. This timeout brought to you by TVK Bank, Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here you go. Welcome back to Fossil Ridge High School, packed gymnasium. In beautiful Fort Collins, Colorado, the number one team in the state, the Fossil Ridge Sabercats, 15-1, 8-0 in league play, taking on the number six-ranked Fort Collins Lampkins, 14-2, they are 8-0 in league play. Ball to the front court, Lampkins by one after one quarter. Wagstaff out high, back door, tried to get the ball to Cottingham, and it's taken away. Matthew Bolt with the pick that time. Bolt looks like he's hurt, limping into the front court. That's a guy who does a lot. 10.1 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 9 rebounds, 3 assists, I should say. Here is Leone with a basketball. Give it to Ty Brown outside, top of the key. Give the basketball to Randall. He'll go down deep, throw it up off the glass. No, but a foul. Eric Johnson's going to get on this call. EJ gets Luke Wagstaff with his second, I think, here. Second on Wagstaff. It is the fourth against the Lampkins. Sabercats with just a pair of fouls in the basketball game so far. Inbound here for the Sabercats. Ty Brown looking for somewhere to go. Brown gets it in the corner here to Colin Hayes. Back out on top now to Leone outside the arc right wing side. Nice in pass to Randall. He'll go up and under. No, I think they get a travel here. Yep. Randall tried to split a couple different Lampkins and walked with the basketball. 7:22 to go in the first half. 13-12. Lampkins in front by a point here. Jace King will come with the basketball to front court. Here's King with it. Dribbles like a yo-yo up and down. Where's he going to go with the basketball here as he's guarded by Colin Hayes? Outside the arc, left-hand side, two. That is Caden Elmore who's checked in, the big guy. Give the ball to Cottingham now. Cottingham going to spin it out, left-hand side to Andrew Corner. Ty Brown's got him. Give it to Caden Elmore. Man, he is a big kid. They go down low with the basketball here to Jamar Mitchell. A foul from behind. I think they're going to get Nick Randall. 13 foul, Randall's second. So the two big guys, Nick Randall and Luke Wagstaff on opposing sides, both with two fouls here early in the basketball game. 6:51 to play here in the first half. 13-12, Fort Collins in front by a point. Inbound here for the Lampkins. Corner gets it in. That's Jamar Mitchell outside the arc, baseline with a basketball. Trying to try to go baseline here against Drew Larson, a 6'5 senior, checked in for Matt Johansson's club. Back out on top to King, top of the arc. Now he's going to back it out and start things over. That's an offensive foul, separation. Who do they get? I think they get Caden Elmore here with an offensive foul. It is illegal pick by Elmore. 6.5 to go here in the first half. Minute and a half into the second quarter. Nobody scored in the quarter here. 13-12. Fort Collins still up by one. That was our score at the end of one. Here's Ty Brown with the basketball now. Down the lane. Brown in deep all the way. Throw it up off the glass. No. Rebound Drew Larson. Offensive rebound. He'll go back outside with the basketball. Get the ball to inside. And that's a nice pass to Matt Bustede, who got it on the back cut, and he lays it home. 14-13. Fossil Ridge in front. Outside with the Lampkin basketball is Cottingham. Tries to draw the foul. Throws it up. No. Rebound is off, and Drew Larson's got it here for the Sabercats. 14-13, one-point lead, Fossil Ridge. Ball to the front court, belongs outside here to Ty Brown. That pass tipped and stolen away by the Lampkins. Here they come, Jamar Mitchell in deep all the way. Throw it up, basket's not going to count. They're going to get this on the floor. Foul here in the Sabercats is going to be their fourth. Colin Hayes picks up his first of the basketball game. Need to get your car taken care of, AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland, folks. They take care of my car, they're going to take care of yours. AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland, putting the care back into car care. With the basketball outside, Wagstaff goes to the right-handed jump hook and nails it. Little 10-footer for Luke. He's got four in a basketball game. 15-14, Lampkins back up by one. 5.5 to play first half here at Fossil Ridge High School in front of a sellout, a jam-packed gymnasium. Outside with the basketball is Colin Hayes. Into the key, kick it outside. Drew Larson wants three. That's on the way, and that's perfect. Drew Larson, his 11th tray of the year. Sabercats have a two-point advantage, 17-15. Outside is Joe Cottingham. Going to go in deep here to Mitchell. Nice pass, and Jamar lays it in. Mitchell's got six in the ballgame. It's a terrific pass that time by Joe Cottingham. Ball to the front court belongs to Bastide. Outside with it, down the lane, Drew Larson all the way, lay it up off the glass and in. The Matador defense that time. He just waved him home, five for Larson. And the lead is 19-17 again, a two-point advantage here for Fossil Ridge. Here's Corner with a basketball, get it outside to Joe Cottingham. Cottingham goes back outside the arc here to Wagstaff. Luke wants three, and Luke Wagstaff nails it. Five in the quarter, seven in the game for Wagstaff. 20-19, Fort Collins back on top. Ball to the front court now. Here's Leone for the Sabercats. Get the ball outside. Colin Hayes down the lane. Spin move inside to foul. Going to get Joe Cottingham. Cottingham puts up his arms a little incredulous that he got called for this one. It is the sixth foul against the Lampkins. So one more in your shooting, halfway through the quarter, 4:14 to go second quarter. And Ty Brown will inbound the basketball underneath his own offensive hoop for the Sabercats, who are down a point. Inbound in the corner here comes to Colin Hayes. Hayes guarded there by Andrew Corner. Tries to go to the bucket, pushes his way in. Turn around, eight-footer, got it. Nice play. Colin Hayes has four in a basketball game. And we are exactly halfway through the quarter. 21-20 Fossil Ridge in front. Great basketball game here at Fossil Ridge High School. Nicky McGuire outside. Goes inside here. That's Andrew Corner up and under. No, they got a hold. Down low, Paul McCluskey getting the call on this one. That is going to, I think that's the fifth here for the Sabercats. It is. And the foul goes against Ty Brown. That's his first. Inbound underneath the bucket. Get the ball to Jace King down the lane all the way. Rejected. Colin Hayes just kind of laying in wait for that one. Jace went up and Colin smacked it into the crowd. 3:44 to go, 21-20. 1 point Sabercat lead. Ball comes inside to Luke Wagstaff. Now he'll bring it back out to the baseline. Throw it up. Oh, that's a nice move by Wagstaff. Off the glass and in. 7 in the quarter, 9 in the game for Wagstaff. 22-21, Collins in front by a point. 6 lead changes in the game already. Get it outside to Bustede. Back outside, Ty Brown wants 3. On the way, in and out, tipped out. Rebounded Drew Larson. Offensive board, he goes right back up. Blocked by Mitchell, grabbed by Wagstaff, and a foul. We're going to get Larson here. That'll be the 6th on the Sabercats. 3:14 to play here in the first half. And the rest of the way here in the first half, at least, we'll be shooting free throws. 22-21. Fort Collins in front of the number one team in the state, the Fossil Ridge Sabercats. Corner with a basketball. Wagstaff outside to Cottingham in the corner to Mitchell. Good movement here by the Lampkins. Coach Bruce Dick, 706 wins. Fourth winningest coach in the history of the state on the Lampkin bench. Ball in the corner here to Mitchell and a foul. Nor did he travel. He walked before the reach. An extra step and a turnover. Lampkins 22. Sabercats 21. 2:49 to play here in the first half. Not what you'd call a huge offensive output by either team so far. It is physical. Ball to the front court. Belongs here to Ty Brown. He'll go outside the arc here, give the ball to Bastide, back to Brown, right-hand side. Inside to Bastide, little give and go, and he missed the gimme. Off the rim and taken by Jace King. Here comes Jace to the front court now. Trying to drive here, down the lane. King in deep all the way, couldn't finish. Rebound is off, and Drew Larson has got the basketball. Bryce Wyatt, a 6'3 senior. 10 seniors on this Fossil Ridge team, has checked in here for Matt Johansson's team. Ty Brown outside for 3. That's off the front of the rim, no good. And Nicky McGuire's got the rebound. Give the ball to King with 2:10 to play in a half. Jace with the basketball. Go right-hand side here to Nicky McGuire. He'll spin it to corner. Andrew down the lane. Throw up the runner from 8. It's banked in. The bank is open for Andrew Corner. 24-21. Lampkins by 3. That's their big lead. Fossil Ridge is led by as many as 5 in a basketball game. Down the lane and throwing it out of bounds. That time was Drew Larson. Closest one in the house to it was Bruce Dick that time, and he said, I'm not going to touch it. 24-21, 1:48 to go here in the first half. Lampkins with the lead and the basketball here as they come to the front court. Lampkins have won 8 straight. Fossil Ridge has won 10 in a row. These two forces meet tonight. Somebody's going down. Here is Andrew Corner with a basketball. Give it outside to Jace King. The senior gets almost 20 a game. Back out on top, now to Corner. Drew Larson will come out. They've fallen into kind of a 2-3 matchup zone. Back out on top. They'll spin the basketball outside here to Andrew Corner. Here's Corner with it. Goes in the corner here to Nicky McGuire. Back out on top with the basketball to Corner. Down the lane, he'll kick it. Jace King wants 3 on the way. Back of the rim, no good. Offensive rebound, Nicky McGuire. Back to King. 16-footer on the way. That's no good. Rebound is off. Knocked out of the hands of Drew Larson. And taken here by Dominic Leone. He'll come to the front court. All the way down the lane. Coast to coast. Leone to score. 24-23. 44 seconds to go in the first half. The lead is 1 for the Lampkins here. Outside to Andrew Corner. He'll spin it to Jamar Mitchell in the corner. Get it to Jace King. Back out to Jamar now, outside the arc between the circles. Give the basketball here to Andrew Corner with 30 seconds left in the first half. 24-23 Lampkin. See if they work for one. Back outside to King now with a basketball. They're doing this with Luke Wagstaff. They're 20-point-a-game scorer on the bench right now. Wagstaff, 20.3 a game and 11 boards. Has two fouls. And now, with 23 seconds left and the ball knocked out of bounds, it'll remain Fossil Ridge basketball. Wagstaff started to come in there. And Luke is. It's actually Fort Collins basketball. Up by one, 23 ticks left. Wagstaff into the ballgame. He is going to inbound here. Smart move by Coach Dick here, putting Wagstaff back in. He's a scorer, has two fouls, but chances are you're not going to have to defend the rest of the half here. Final 10 seconds now. Lampkins with the basketball. Outside is Nicky McGuire. Give it to Wagstaff. Back to McGuire. Spin it to Mitchell. Jamar down inside the lane. Back outside. Here is McGuire from 18 on the way. No good. We're done with a half of basketball. 16 minutes in the books. It is Fort Collins, the visitors, number 6 in the state, with a 1-point lead, 24-23, over the number 1 ranked Fossil Ridge Sabercats on their home court. Come back with our halftime show in a moment. This time out brought to you by TBK Bank, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to Fossil Ridge High School halftime here. Fossil Ridge and Fort Collins tonight in a packed gymnasium out here at Fossil Ridge High School. This is a big gym, too. There are a ton of folks here, and as they start playing, of course, they crowd the ends by the cheerleaders, and it is it's a madhouse. But everybody having fun. Not the best offensive performance in the world tonight for these two teams, however. It's physical. Both teams defending well. 24-23. Fort Collins leading Fossil Ridge at halftime here. And let's get to the scoring here for the Lampkins, who are trying to win their 15th game of the year. How about that? Talking about what Coach Bruce Dick has done here at Fort Collins High School. The year before Coach Dick came in, they had won two games the previous year. Coach Dick comes in last year, his first year with the Lampkins. They win 10. Now they are 14-2 and number 6 in the state. They've won 8 straight and are looking for number 9 tonight. They're trying to break a 4-game losing skid to the Sabercats. And for the Lampkins, they're scoring in the first half. Excuse me, Luke Wagstaff, the senior who gets 20.3 points a game. He got 9 in the first half, pretty much on pace for Luke. 6 for Jamar Mitchell in the first half. Jace King had 5. Andrew Corner had 2. And Joe Cottingham had 2 in a basketball game as well. Trying to get over a really bad cold, so sorry for the coughing. I'm just trying to get through it, but that's what happens sometimes. For the Fossil Ridge Sabercats, they've won 10 in a row. 15-1 on the year. They're only lost this season a 2-point decision to Valor Christian. So they are a state runner-up last year, of course, losing to Thunder Ridge in the finals. They are the team that everybody has circled. 10 seniors on this club. This is the year for the Sabercats if they're going to do it. 15-1, 8-0 in league play. Their totals in the first half. Nick Randall, the 6'7 senior, 10 points. Had 2 fouls in the first half and sat most of the second quarter. But 10 for Nick, who gets almost 23 points a game this year for the Sabercats. 5 for Drew Larson of the basketball game. Colin Hayes had 4. Dominic Leone had 2. And Mac Bastide had 2 points in the basketball game as well. Fort Collins, a 24-23 advantage in this one. Other games tonight, 3A games. Number 14, Brush is at number 3, Highland. Pete Freeman and the Huskies really take a big step forward to winning the 3A Patriot with a win here tonight. Platte Valley is number 8 in that 3A division. They're at Estes Park tonight. Timnath goes to Strasburg, and Frontier Academy is at Wellington. 4A tonight, Berthoud is at number 3 Eaton. The Reds are 14-2. We'll be in Eaton on Friday when the Highland Huskies come calling to Eaton High School. Res Christians, number 4 to 4A level. They are 12-4 in a year. They're at Weld Central tonight. Should be a walk in the park for Ryan Yoder's club. Number 8, Severance is at Niwot. Northridge travels to 5A, number 3, Frederick, and they're salty. 16-0 for the Frederick Warriors this year, 5A. They have a chance to do some huge damage in the playoffs. Sterling is at Valley tonight. Mountain View goes to Fort Morgan. Let's see, also Thompson Valley visits Roosevelt. That's a 5A basketball game. And then in 6A tonight, besides our game here, Fort Collins and Fossil, it is Loveland going to Erie and Rocky Mountain and Pooter tonight in another crosstown rivalry game in Fort Collins. All right, halftime, that'll do it for us here. We'll be back with our third quarter tip in a moment. It is Fort Collins and Fossil Ridge. Fossil Ridge trails by a point at halftime of the Lambkins. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here we go. Welcome back here to Fossil Ridge High School. We get going 24-23. Fort Collins in front by one here. And they'll be inbound to basketball as we get rocking and rolling here. Second half is underway. It's going to be Fossil Ridge to inbound. Here's Ty Brown. Brown comes to the front court with the basketball, now looking for somewhere to go here against Jace King. Brown with it outside. Mac Bastide back in the starting lineup for the second half. Here's Nick Randall down low. Nice move. Boy, Nick Randall is smooth. He probably needs some weight for college. He's pretty thin. But boy, oh boy, is he terrific in by the hoop. 25-24, it is Fossil Ridge in front by a point. Jace King for the Lambkins outside, give it a corner now, top of the key here to Wagstaff. Luke wants three on the way, that's good. Just outside the three, Luke Wagstaff knocks it down, he's got 12 in the ballgame. The Lambkins leading scorer puts him up by two, 27-25. Top of the key now to Randall. Nick against Jamar Mitchell. Mitchell's a big guy, down low, good, up and under by Nick Randall, and he lays it in. A quick four for Randall, who had 10 in the first quarter. 14 in the basketball game. He sat most of the second quarter with two fouls. Outside with it. Ball belongs to Jace King now. He's double-teamed for a second. Now dribbles out of it. Give the ball to Wagstaff outside the arc right wing. Luke almost went for three. Got him off his feet against Bastide. Spin in the lane. Go baseline here. Back out to Andrew Corner now. 6:45 to play third quarter. Back to Wagstaff. He'll hook him down low. Luke, turnaround, little eight-footer off the glass. Can't get the roll. Rebound is off, and Nick Randall's got it. Randall giving a tie Brown. Here they come to the front court. Sabercats with the basketball. Bastide in the corner with 6.5 to play. Go all the way inside, and nobody there. And Nick Randall lays it in. 16 for Randall. They tried to double-team and go for the pass, and the ball got over the outstretched arms that time of Wagstaff. And into a waiting Nick Randall for the easy bucket. 29-27, two-point Fossil Ridge lead. Here's Jamar Mitchell, baseline for the Lambkins, trying to work on Randall into the key. Tries to go up under, does. That's a nice play, Jamar Mitchell against Nick Randall right there. He's got eight in the basketball game. 29-29, 5:50 to play, third quarter here. Go inside, ball tipped away, that's going to be a foul. They're going to get who here? Foul's going to go in the Lampkins, Andrew Corner from behind. That's our first foul of the second half. With 5:51 to play here in the third quarter and a tie basketball game, 29-29. And a timeout on the floor taken here by the Fort Collins Lampkins. Bruce Dick wants to talk about it with his club. We'll come back in a moment. 30-second timeout, all even at 29 in the third quarter. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We get it. You don't normally go looking for a bank. But if you look our way, you'll see something different. You'll see a bank that cares about you as well as your money. You'll see a team dedicated to giving back to your community. You'll see both high-tech tools and small-town values. We're TBK Bank, and we're banking with a single purpose. You. TBK Bank. Visit us online at tbkbank.com. TBK Bank SSB, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Clark and the Coach is on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Mark Johnson back with you at Fossil Ridge High School, number one Fossil Ridge, number six Fort Collins, the big boys on the docket tonight, and it is a sellout crowd here at the Fossil Ridge High School. 5:50 to go third quarter, all even at 29. Inbound, they go to Randall. He fights for a bucket. On the way, no good. Rebound is off. They'll come the other way. Give the ball to Cottingham. Joe got it knocked away. Good block. Colin Hayes was in there to make the play. Back the other way now. Here's Leone with the basketball. Give it back to Hayes outside. They'll spin it to Bastide. Ty Brown and now Randall, and everybody touched it. What do we got? a travel, it looks like. Boy, that was quick. All five Sabercats able to come in contact with the basketball, but then they turned it over. Here's Jace King. Bring the ball to the front court now. Outside to Cottingham. He'll go baseline to Wagstaff. Back to Cottingham. In deep. Throw it up and in. Basket counts and a foul. Joe Cottingham. That's four for Joe in a basketball game. Luke Wagstaff, good look that time. Lampkins are up 31-29. The lead is two here. And going to the free throw line is Joe Cottingham. 58% foul shooter, no good. Rebound is off and taken by Nick Randall. He'll give it to Leone and now to Ty Brown. He'll bring it to the front court. Here's Brown, who's a terrific defender as well. Gets the ball outside here to Colin Hayes. Hayes will go to the hole. In deep all the way. Throw it up. Counts if it goes. It doesn't. Joe Cottingham pleading his case that he didn't make the foul, but it's going to put Colin Hayes at the foul line here. So Hayes to the stripe here, 69% foul shooter. 5 minutes, 5 seconds to go, third quarter. Lampkins by one, free throw bounces around and falls in for Colin Hayes. He's got five tonight. That's only the third made free throw for the Sabercats tonight. The Lampkins have two. There just haven't been many free throws tonight. Next one on the way, that's no good. Rebound is off, and the Lampkins with a one-point lead to the front court here. Basketball belongs outside here to Andrew Corner. Tries to drive, now backs off for a second. Guarded by Colin Hayes, goes back out on top to Wagstaff. Luke outside the arc, going to try to drive into the paint. Goes back in the corner to Corner. Corner, baseline all the way, throw up a runner and a foul. Well, let's see who they get here. It is Nick Randall, and it's his third. Randall, who's got 16 in the ballgame, averages almost 23 a game. His third, let's see what Matt Johansson does with 4:46 to go in the third, if he'll take Randall out. Doesn't look like he's going to move at all right now. All right, 32-30. Free throw on the way here. No good. Missed by Corner, so we got one of them. Back the Sabercats come the other way. Give it to Bastide right in front of his own bench now. Looked inside at Randall. Goes cross-court here to Ty Brown. Ty going to light up a three off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound to Jace King for the Lampkins. Here's Jace. Full court pass. Tried to get it to Nicky McGuire. He did. Had to gain control of it. Now he'll go back out with it. Nicky looking for somewhere to pass it and does out to Jamar Mitchell. 4:15 to go, third quarter. Mitchell down the lane, double dribble. Turnover Lampkins. 32-34, Collins in front by a bucket right here. 4:16 to go in the third. Need to get your car serviced or get it taken care of from maintenance to anything. AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland, folks, take care of my car, my kids' cars, they're going to take care of you. It's AMCO of Fort Collins and AMCO of Loveland putting the care back into car care. Nick Randall down low, good move, put it up, rolled the rim, no good. Rebound is off, fought for. Luke Wagstaff has it for Fort Collins. Here they come to the front court. Basketball belongs to Andrew Corner. Give it to Jace King. King looked at three, now he wants to drive. Does so on Leone, but Dominic cut him off. Give it back out on top to Jamar Mitchell. Down low, throw it up off the rim. No, but a foul, and Mitchell's going to get to the foul line here. So Jamar Mitchell to the foul line here for the Lampkins. 55% foul shooter. With 3:45 left in the third. Free throw by Mitchell is perfect. 3 1/4, 9 in the basketball game for Jamar, the 6'5 senior. His high this year, 18 against Monarch. Lampkin's 3-point lead, trying to make it their biggest lead of the basketball game. They do. It's a 4-point Lampkin advantage. 34-30, 3:45 to play in the third. Ball to the front court. Two of the best coaches in the state are in the house tonight, Bruce Dick and Matt Johansson. Ball goes into the corner here. Taken by Hayes, they'll go to Randall, turn around. Oh, what a nice play by Nick Randall. Fake right, went left, and threw it off the glass and in. Nick's got 8 in the quarter, 18 in the basketball game, and there is a timeout. It's a full timeout. We'll take a 30-second timeout right here. 34-32, Collins in front of the Fossil Ridge Sabercats. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank, Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hall Show.
Josh McDaniels, John Fox, Gary Kubiak, Vance Joseph, Vic Fangio, Nathaniel Hackett. Six coaches since 2008. That's a lot. You want to make Broncos country great? You have to find consistency with your head coach. You have your quarterback, for better or worse. You have to find consistency.
The Hall Show, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Three minutes and 30 seconds left in the third quarter here at Fossil Ridge High School, in front of a packed house. Fort Collins, the number six team in the state, trying to pull the upset, 34-32. Lampkins in front by a bucket here over the number one team in the state, the Fossil Ridge Sabercats. Four straight in the series to the Sabercats over the Lampkins, including a 77-62 win on this court last year. All right, Lampkins with the lead in the basketball. Front court, Jace King, as they go into a 1-3-1 trap. Matt Johansson does for Fossil Ridge. Nice pass up underneath. Here's Jamar. He'll lay it in. Jamar Mitchell on a backdoor. Six in the quarter, 12 in the game. The lead is four again for the Lampkins. Here's Drew Larson for the Sabercats. Fights his way in, loses the basketball. Ball knocked around, and who is there to pick it up? Nick Randall, and he lays it in. That's 20 for Randall. 10 in the first quarter, 10 in the third quarter. Sat most of the second with two fouls. Ball outside here to Andrew Corner. He'll go back out on top with the basketball here to Nicky McGuire. McGuire will set it up, give the ball to Jace King. Now right wing, outside the arc. Nice pass inside Wagstaff to Mitchell. And Jamar lost the handle. He had to dribble it back out. What do they got? Double dribble. So the Lampkin lead is 36-34, 2:39 to play in the third. Here is the inbound, and Ty Brown's going to come to the front court here for Fossil Ridge. They could tie it with a two, get a lead with a three. Leone in front of his own bench, top of the key here to Nick Randall. Randall with 20. Give the ball outside down the lane. It's Larson in the corner. Ty Brown for the lead on the way. Bingo. Ty Brown, that's his first bucket of the ball game here. He gets 9.5 a game. Three assists, three steals. He does it all. Really is the lockdown defender on the team, too. Here are the Lampkins to the front court. With the basketball here, knocked away and almost stolen. It is a foul, I think, here. Nope. I take it back. I don't know what the call is here. 1:57 to play. And a timeout, a 30-second timeout taken by Bruce Dick. Drew Larson at the other end of the court came up limping. I think he rolled his ankle. 37-36. A tie round three has put Fossil Ridge in front by a point here. Leading scorer for the Lampkins right now. Let's see. Jamar Mitchell's got 12. So does Luke Wagstaff. 12 each there. For Fossil Ridge, Nick Randall, he's got 20 in the basketball game. Then five each for Colin Hayes and Drew Larson. And Larson, as we said, came up hobbled on that last one. Want to thank the good folks at TBK Bank. Great sponsorship here on Preps Radio. All right, here is the inbound. Plus, if you're getting hungry, folks, I'll tell you where to go. A&W and Eaton, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. every single day. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Also got Uber Eats now taking care of you for your A&W eating at home. Here's a three from downtown, Jace King. And that puts the Lampkins back up by a pair, 39-37. Down the lane, Leone. What a good play. Dominic Leone went baseline, head fake, and laid it in to tie things up. 39-39. Buck and a half to go. Third quarter here at Fossil Ridge High School. Number one Sabercats, the number six Lampkins. Ball outside with it is King. He'll give it up for Joe Cottingham. This 2-3 zone that the Cats sit in. Out of the corner here is Andrew Corner, and misses, and the ball caroms our way. And out of bounds, it'll stay with the Lampkins, I believe. It will. 1:15 to play in the third. 39 all. Here's Andrew Corner on the inbound. Give the ball to Wagstaff. Luke wants three on the way. Bingo! Luke Wagstaff. He's got 15. And the Lampkins are back up by three. Down the lane, all the way, throw it up. No. It was Leone on the drive, but he's fouled. Chase King's going to pick up the foul here. It's just the first on King. Three team fouls on each side here with 1:05 to play in the third. Going to the free throw line, Dominic Leone, 62% from the foul line this year. Free throw on the way, and that one's perfect. Leone's got 3 1/4, 5 in a basketball game. 42-40. Lampkin lead is 2. Second one coming for Leone. It's on the way. That's good as well. Couple of big free throws. 1-point ball game. Lampkins with 60 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Ball to Cottingham across the timeline. Now with the basketball guarded by Leone. He'll spin it left-hand side. Down the lane in his corner. Nice look. Pass inside to Cottingham. Joe couldn't finish. Rebound is off. Knocked around and taken by the Sabercats. 42-41. Fossil can get the lead here. Ty Brown in the corner. Carlin Hayes, spin move inside. What a move. Throw it up off the rim, though. Rebound, Nick Randall. Put back. That's no good. Tipped inside. I think it's Larson. Take it back. They're going to give it to Colin Hayes, I believe. Three of them. Randall was there as well. 23 ticks left. A 1-point Fossil lead now. Here are the Lampkins in the front court working for one, it looks like. Ball outside now. Give the basketball to Andrew Corner. He'll go left-hand side with it. Back out on top to Andrew. Now he goes to Jace King. Right side, outside the arc. Give the ball to Cottingham, corner to corner. Corner with 5 on the clock. Down the lane. Rejected! Colin Hayes on the block. Ball goes to Larson, and we're done with three quarters. Big defensive play by the Sabercats at the end of the quarter. We'll go to the fourth. It is a dandy at Fossil Ridge. 43-42, Sabercats in front. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. 4th and final 8-minute stanza here at Fossil Ridge High School in front of a packed house. The number 1 and number 6 teams in the state, the big boys, 6-A's. Are out on the floor. It is Fossil with a 1-point lead on their home court going to the fourth here. Lampkins open up with a basketball. Corner goes to Jamar Mitchell. Back in deep. Cottingham throws up the runner. No good. Rebound. Wagstaff. What a putback. Didn't go, though. Rolled off, and Nick Randall comes up with it. 30 ticks into the final period here. Ball to the front court. Ty Brown for Fossil Ridge. Give it up outside Leone. Left-handed dribble into the paint. Throw up a runner from about 12. Bounces around. Rolls off. No good. Tip back up by Randall. No good. Rebound comes off, and Wagstaff's got it. Here come the Lampkins back the other way with the basketball. Down by one here. 7-10 left to go in the contest. Outside with the basketball belongs to Joe Cottingham. Give it up for King in the corner. Andrew Corner down the lane. Give it to Wagstaff. Nice pass. He'll lay it home. 17 for Wagstaff, but thank Andrew Corner for that pass. Fossil Ridge back the other way. Inside ball tipped away. Nice play. Luke Wagstaff on defense. Taps it to King. Here's Jace to the front court. Give it a corner. In deep. Andrew's got to go up. Back to King. Up underneath. Throw it up. Basket counts and a foul. Oh, Jace King. Put him in a popcorn machine. He came out with salt and butter. 6:43 to go. 46-43, Lampkins, and King gets a free throw. Jace's free throw is good. Ties the big lead of the basketball game for the Lampkins. 4-point advantage here against the number one team in the state. Ball out on top. Belongs to Leone. Give it up on the outside here to Ty Brown. Top of the key now. Spin the basketball off to Larson. Down the lane, in deep. Larson looked like he traveled. Holy cow. Ball knocked away and stolen. Cottingham comes up with it. Give it to Jamar Mitchell to the front court. Lampkins by four here. What are they going to do with it? Give it to Wagstaff. Right elbow. Back in the corner here to Jace King. Two guys that get about 20 a game. Play catch for a second. Here's Wagstaff going to the hole. Gets a little contact that time from Ty Brown. That was a Mutt and Jeff contest right there. But Ty Brown, a great defender, held his ground. Give the ball to Wagstaff just inside the arc. Left-hand side. He threw it away. Wagstaff threw it away. Leone's got it the other way. And now to got the basketball to Drew Larson, and he walked from here to Santa Susana. 5:51 to play in the contest. Lampkins by four. The Boo Birds are out here at Fossil Ridge. Inbound on the backcourt belongs to Jace King. Boy, this would be a big one for Fort Collins. Trying to get their 15th of the year with the fourth winningest coach in the history of the sport in this state, Bruce Dick. Ball outside now. Goes to Wagstaff, top of the key. Luke will give it to Jace King. King, left-hand side all the way. Throw it up. Blocked by Randall. Good job by Nick coming from the weak side. Here comes Fossil the other way. They're down four. 5:25 to play. Give it to the corner to Larson. Drew with the basketball. Tries to go up underneath and does to Randall. What do they got? A foul on the floor here. Be the Lampkins fourth. That'll put both teams with four team fouls right here and 5:21 to play. It's the second foul on Jace King. Ball inbounded to Leone in the corner here. Don with the basketball. Looked inside. Instead goes to Ty Brown. He wants three on the way. Rolls around and comes out. Randall fights for the offensive rebound. What do we got? A foul. Boy, that's a tough call either way here. And it's going to go against the Lampkins, I think. Yeah, Jace King. That's two fouls by Jace King in about 20 seconds. He's got three now. Inbound to Nick Randall, about 14 feet from the bucket. Back to the basket. Backs in. Gets into the paint. Throws up the runner. No good. Rebound is off and taken by Joe Cottingham. Still a four-point advantage. Fossil's been off the board for a couple minutes. Down the lane. Throw up a runner. Oh, what a shot, Joe Cottingham. It's a six-point advantage. Big lead of the ball game for the Lampkins. Outside with it is Drew Larson. They need a hoop right here to try to break this scoring drought. Spin in the lane was Dominic Leone. Back out on top now to Ty Brown. Got to get the ball to Randall, and they do. Free throw line by Randall. Puts his head down, wanted to drive, and said he passes off to Larson. Larson wants three on the way. That's no good. Rebound is off of Jamar Mitchell for the Lampkins. Six-point advantage and the basketball. 4:20 to play in a contest. Ball goes to Wagstaff outside. Luke goes cross-court to Andrew Corner. They'll play catch for a little bit here. Basketball belongs to Jace King, and now they go to Cottingham. Here's Joe with the basketball. Joe goes right-hand side with it. Ball comes outside to Jace King. King goes cross-court. Ball taken right out of his hands. Drew Larson just picked his pocket. Exactly halfway through the quarter. 4 minutes left. Back the other way, Colin Hayes. Give it to Nick. All the way down. Stuff time in Fort Collins. It is Nick Randall with a jam. And a timeout on the floor taken by Fort Collins. This is a great timeout by Bruce Dick right here. Don't let the crowd get into it any more than they are. 49-45, 3:52 to go in the game. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank, Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
When our loved ones reach the most advanced ages, all we can really offer is our love and support. While that's what's most important, it sometimes doesn't feel like we're doing enough. That is why future planning is so crucial. Providing your loved ones with future care starts with taking the time to talk to Doug O'Connell with Mid Plains Futurity First Insurance Group. Let Doug help you plan for your loved one's future so when the time comes, you can simply be there for them. For more, visit Mid Plains Futurity First on Facebook.
Northern Colorado's voice and your home for Preps football, basketball, and baseball is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Really?
Well, it is a barn burner tonight in Fort Collins Fossil Ridge High School. Number one Sabercats, the number six Lampkins. And right now, six is beaten one. 49-45, Fort Collins in front by four. 3 minutes, 52 seconds to go in the contest, and it is Lampkins with the basketball. I'm Clark Johnson. Thanks for jumping in with us tonight on Prep for Radio. All right, ball to the front court. Lampkins just need to be smart right here and get a good one. Here's Jace King to the front court. Ball goes out, left-hand side with it. Belongs to Andrew Corner. He'll give the basketball to Cottingham. They tried to go inside. Ball knocked away. Cottingham's got it back. Down the lane. Joe in deep. Blocked from behind. Nick Randall. And it's off of Cottingham. That's a great play by Nick Randall. 3.5 to go. Here come the Sabercats. Down four. Ty Brown to the front court now. Guarded by Jace King. Give it off left-hand side. It's Mac Bastide. Baseline outside the arc. Top of the key now to Randall. Back out outside with the basketball is Leone. Down the lane all the way. Throw it up. No. Rebound is off. Wagstaff's got it. Luke will give it up here. Nalampkins with a four-point lead to the front court. Corner wants to go the distance. In deep and a foul on Bastide. It's a good call. It's a push outside. Chris Hampton had the call on that one. It's a terrific trio of referees. Fifth foul on the Sabercats. The inbound here will be Andrew Corner. Gets it a Wagstaff outside. Luke's dropped a couple of threes from there already. Spins in the lane. Luke working, dishes, deals inside. Blocked away by Colin Hayes. Nice play by Hayes. 2:59 to go. 2:55 to go in the basketball game. It's 49-45. The lead is Fort Collins. Outside with it down the lane here. Almost stopped and has to give it up is Colin Hayes. He'll get it to Leone and back out on top of Bastide. Mack's not going to shoot a bunch. He'll give it to Colin Hayes now. Top of the key. Hayes tries to go in deep here against Cottingham and a travel. That's a great job defensively by Joe Cottingham. 2:35 to play. Just kept his composure, kept his ground. Didn't go for the head fake and caused the travel. 2.5 to play. Collins in front by four. Lampkins of the basketball. Spin it outside to Cottingham. Nick Randall will come out and try to deflect the ball away from him. Give it to Andrew Corner between the circles. And now to Wagstaff, left wing. He'll spin it to Cottingham. Here's Joe off a screen. Little eight-footer. No, he's going to pass it back out. They go to Wagstaff. Nice hook. In deep. Wagstaff put it up. What are they going to call? And they call the foul against, I think it's Randall, but I think the basket's not going to count. Yeah, it's on the floor. It's Colin Hayes with the foul, his third. That would have been Randall's fourth. Corner to inbound, 2:10 left. Inbound to Wagstaff. Fall away, 17-footer off the rim, no good. Rebound is off. I don't know that Bruce Dick loved that shot. Ball goes the other way to Randall. In deep, lost the handle. Randall lost the handle. Are they going to call a foul, though? Yep, on the floor. This is going to go against Collins. 121 seconds left in this one. 49-45, the inbound underneath the hoop. 16 fouls apiece, so we're shooting the rest of the way. Randall will give it to Bastide. He'll go down low with the basketball here. In the lane as Leone throws it up. No, but a foul. He's going to shoot two. So Dominic Leone gets to the foul line right here. 1:56 to play. 49-45. The four-point lead belongs to the Lampkins. And Dominic Leone to the foul line right here. Leone, 62% foul shooter on the year. Free throw is on the way, and that's good. Seven for Leone. I'm going to put up a toll booth here. 49-46. The lead is three. Free throw on the way is good. 49-47. Leone gets the pair. The lead is two. And there's a timeout on the floor taken here by Matt Johansson and Fossil Ridge. 1:56 to go. We'll pause for a 30-second break. It's brought to you by TBK Bank, Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Not every job is a big job, but they're all important. That's why at Alt Feed Mill, they have tote bags of feed that are easy to carry in the back of the pickup and custom rations to fit whatever your operation requires. You can also be sure to find custom feed for pigs, goats, and sheep. So when you're in need of the good stuff for your outfit, be sure to go to Alt Feed Mill. Call the feed mill at 970-834-2132 or visit them in Alt on the east side of Highway 85. Alt Feed Mill, agricultural business done right.
KFKA is your NOCO home for the Denver Broncos.
1:56 to play in the basketball game here at Fossil Ridge High School. The number one Sabercats down a bucket, 49-47. Lampkins own the basketball with a two-point lead here. They come to the front court. Andrew Corner trying to break the timeline, does give the ball to Jace King. Ty Brown's got him defensively. King with it. Gets it outside now to Cottingham. You go back to Jace King. King between the circles out front. Collins without a shot clock, remember, can take as much time as they want here. 1:35 to play. Around a Wagstaff screen. Give the basketball outside to Andrew Corner. It's got Jamar Mitchell posting up. Corner fights his way to the bucket. In deep all the way. Lay it up off the glass and in. Andrew Corner. Knew he had him beat. He got to the hole. A four-point ball game. 51-47. Mack Bastide barrels in. Turnaround jumper. Baseline. No good. Rebound. Jamar Mitchell for Collins. He'll give it to Jace King. Exactly 1 minute to play. Corner with a basketball. They've got a four-point lead. See how far Fossil goes without fouling. That didn't take long. Foul on the far side goes against Leone. And Fossil Ridge right now is in danger of losing their second of the year. Snapping a four-game win streak against their crosstown rival, the Fort Collins Lambkins. 56 seconds left. 51-47. Huge free throw, Andrew Corner. It's on the way. No good. Missed the one and one. Rebound is off. Here's Colin Hayes to the front court. 50 seconds to play. Into the lane. Give it to Randall all the way. Lay it up and in. Nick Randall. He's got 24 and the lead is 2. And there's a timeout on the floor. Timeout taken by the Lambkins here. 47 seconds to go in the basketball game. 51-49. 51-49, 47 seconds to play in the contest. Want to thank my good friends Amco Fort Collins, Amco of Loveland, folks. They'll take care of my car. They simply do all the time. Keep me running down the road in my kids' cars as well. Don't have to worry about where I'm going to take my vehicle anymore for maintenance or for repairs. Amco Fort Collins, Amco of Loveland, putting the care back into car care. Thank you to Gould Parts as well, our great scoreboard sponsor always. Need a part, 454-3355 at Gould Parts in downtown Eaton. All right, 47 seconds left. Both teams seven fouls, so one and one for each. 51-49, Lambkins lead. Lambkins with a basketball. They've got to go the length of the floor here. How long does Matt Johansson go without fouling? Inbound right there and right off the bat. Do they call a foul or not? Nope, just off the hands that time of Colin Hayes. He tried to step in front and get a block on it. So they'll inbound again. No time off the clock here. Here's the inbound. Get it in. Now they've got to matriculate the floor here. Corner with a basketball against Dominic Leone. 40 seconds to play. Lambkins by 2 and the basketball. Corner outside with it. Wagstaff comes to the high post. They can't get it to him, though. Instead in the corner to Jamar Mitchell. Ball knocked away, almost stolen by Nick Randall, but it's out of bounds. 30 seconds to go in this one. Lambkins by 2. Inbound coming. Corner to Wagstaff. He'll try to back it down here. Here's Luke into the lane. Lambkins lead by 4. 20 seconds to go. Ball to the front court. Here's Larson baseline. He'll give it up. Leone slipped and threw it away. Jace King, the only one on that end of Fort Collins. He'll lay it in. Lambkins by 6. 6 seconds left. 3 at the other end. That's good. Leone knocks it down. Clock stopped. 2.8 seconds to go. 55-52. Lambkins had a 6-point lead after the Jace King bucket, the breakaway, but they drilled the 3 right there. Dominic Leone, 5 and a quarter, 11 in the basketball game, and now down by 3. The hope is fleeting here for Matt Johansson's Sabercats. They'll need to foul and then hope that the Lambkins miss the front end of a 1-1, and then all they have to do is turn around and full court it in the final 3 seconds. 2.8 seconds to go. The Lambkins are on a doorstep of a big upset here. Boy, I'll tell you what, folks. Coaching matters. Just 2 years ago, the Lambkins had 2 wins. Last year, 10 in Bruce Dick's first year here. Now they're 14-2. They're number 6 in the state, and they're on the edge of knocking off the number 1 team in the state right here. They put up 3 seconds on the board. 55-52 Lambkins. Inbound here, and there'll be a foul immediately on the inbound. Lambkins just need to get the basketball in here. Andrew Corner is the inbounder for the Lambkins. Let's see what they do here. 3.3 on the clock, looking to inbound. Do they want to go to Wagstaff? They do, and they foul him right away. So the Lambkins get the basketball to Wagstaff, who is a 66% foul shooter. Jace King is easily the best foul shooter on the club at 87%. But Matt Johansson, smart enough coach to say, tie up number two out there. Don't let him get the ball. Everybody else is in the 60s. Here's Wagstaff with 2.6. He can put this one away for the Lampkins. Huge free throw on the way. No good. Rebound tipped out. Jamar in the corner. Ball picked up. And that's it. Ball game over. Lampkins win it. Fort Collins knocks off the number one team in the state, 55-52. We're coming back with the Old Feed Mill postgame show in a moment, right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.